This is a call for Philly Organic Listing.
Good afternoon. This is Jasmine. How can I help you?
Hey, Jasmine. My name's Anthony. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thanks for asking, Anthony. And yourself?
I'm doing great, but my grandmother is not. So she had a fall. Mm-hmm. She came to the hospital. She's now in rehab, and she has to have daily wound care.
Okay.
At the rehab facility she currently is, they're taking care of everything, but she's separated from my grandfather. He's down in Hatboro. She's currently up in Doylestown. And in order to go back to the Wesley Hatboro facility, she needs daily care, which for her knee is essentially
home care.
Reapplying her dressing, and then, I think there's gauze that's packed into it as well. Do you guys offer that?
We provide the daily care. They're making sure she's bathing, cleaning, dressing,
you are literally
grooming.
The first person out of, 40 companies I have called. Bless your soul.
Yeah, but we only do the personal care.
Oh, so you don't actually do the wound care?
No wound care. You need a nurse for that. You don't need to go through an agency. Look what you're going to do, okay? Her primary care physician or whoever's discharging her from the hospital or telling you that she needs this, right? Go call them right now. Tell them that if they can give you a list of providers or nurses, traveling nurses or nurses in her area that you can call, because the home care agencies in her area only do personal care assistance. They don't do wound care.
Yeah, that's what I've been seeing. I've also seen some weird technicality that the wound care specialists would come and then train the health services
right.
so that they can take care of it. But that,
you know what it is?
None of the companies I call want to do that.
There's a shortage. There's a shortage of aides in the county and the state. There's a shortage of nursing in the county and in the state.
Yeah.
And then on top of that, the nurses that are available, they're specifically working with, certain groups and our providers. That's why I told you, call them because they're responsible. If they're telling you she needs this, then they're supposed to provide you a list of places to tap into so you can get that service.
I mean, that makes sense. They haven't provided that list, but I'll...
Yeah, because they're not trying to do that. They're not trying to do their job. They're leaving everything for the family to do the job. Do you understand what I'm saying? But that's a social worker's job to do that.
It's been on us.
Before a patient is discharged from a hospital, usually what used to happen in the past, okay, I can't talk about what's going on now, is that the social worker, the patient will leave the hospital with everything done for them. That's not happening now because the social workers, they're far few in between. And the ones that are available, they're exhausted, and they don't want to work anymore. So
she's got everything she needs. She's getting her daily wound care, but she's at a rehab facility in Doylestown, and she's locked there for literally 2 months unless we can get someone to take care of her, and then we can bring her back to the Hatboro facility where my grandfather is. So I will reach out to her physician and see if I can get a list of providers.
Now,
is she traveling nursing and a list of nurses
available? Provider agencies that have nursing.
Providing agency.
That specifically have nursing. Because she's not coming back home, right?
No, she's in an independent living.
So does she need home care, though? Because we can provide the home care part of it until you could get her a nurse.
No, I don't understand the home care aspect. So she's able-bodied. You know, like she can shower by herself and do this whatever. It's just
somebody has to
take care of her needs. Yep, and they don't cook anymore. There's a dining hall like on the first floor of their facility.
Okay.
So they don't need that aspect. They just need the wound care, which is what we're struggling
up
with. Okay. Well,
You know what you could do too? Call her insurance. What health insurance does she have?
I don't know, but
Find that out. If she has Medicare, you're going to call Medicare. Tell them that your grandma's in need of wound care. You need a provider list for servicing nurses in her area because, she needs wound care. So you need a list. They're responsible for sending you this.
Yeah.
Because you don't know what you're doing. You could be calling the shoe repair guy.
Oh, I have no idea what I'm doing. You're totally right. That's why I've called 40 agencies so far,
and
I'm told
see,
no.
Exactly. So that's not fair to you. It's not fair for the family, and it's not fair for the patient because the patient is losing time. with services. So call their insurance too. If you have a hard time with the doctor telling you, oh, well, we don't have or we don't know. No. Okay, fine, thank you. Call the insurance.
Okay. Thank you very much for the suggestion.
You could also Google nursing care, put the city, state, or zip code your grandma's in.
So I've been doing that, and I've been calling those facilities, and I've been getting no from a lot of them as well. Not only the home health services, but the nursing services. That was the first thing I did. I typed in at-home nursing, and I looked up everything in probably a 20-30 minute radius.
Don't put at-home. Don't put that. Mm-mm. Put license or put LPNs or just put nurse. Just a blank, just the word nursing, nurse care, LPN care, wounds care. Put one word, skilled care. Thank you. Skilled care. Put the city, state, or zip code.
Okay.
Anthony, I wish you luck.
More reading to do. Thank you very much.
All right.
I appreciate it.
Absolutely. You take care. Okay. Good luck with your grandma.
Thank you very much.
Thanks.
Have a
bye-bye.
Nice day.
You too. Thanks.